Good morning. Today is Friday, June 17. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Our heat wave shows no signs of slowing down today. Look for a high of 99 degrees and a strong chance of thunderstorms. In our top story, four of North Carolina's largest healthcare systems sent sensitive health information to Facebook. That's according to a new report published Thursday morning. The information may have been transmitted through patient portals or appointment scheduling websites. Facebook may have received information about patients' health conditions, allergies, and sexual orientations. Data that also was sent could be used to trace the health data back to a specific individual or household. The healthcare providers implicated include Duke University Hospital and WakeMed. It's unclear what, if anything, Facebook does with information from the hospitals. Concerns have been raised about how well privacy filters work. In politics, taxpayers in North Carolina are likely to see more tax cuts, and state workers could see more raises this summer, on top of those already coming. Leaders in the State House and Senate said the fast-tracked budget process is set to wrap up in the next few weeks. When the new fiscal year starts July 1, state employees and teachers are already set to get raises. Now they are expected to get more than that, if the General Assembly soon passes another spending bill and Governor Roy Cooper signs it into law. Legislative leaders will soon meet to make the final decisions about a spending plan. They hope to pass the budget and finish their session by July. In education, North Carolina education leaders are urging the state's two Republican senators to back legislation that will allow schools to continue to provide free meals to all students. Federal COVID-19 waivers will expire at the end of the month. They have allowed public schools to offer free breakfasts and lunches to all students regardless of family income. The state superintendent and school board chair wrote Senators Richard Burr and Tom Tillis to urge them to support legislation that would keep the free meals for another school year. In food news, we're searching for the best brewery in the Triangle. North Carolina is at the heart of the explosion of craft breweries, with some making the best beer in the country. Head to newsobserver.com to vote in our beer bracket. We've got two competitions going. One is for breweries in the eastern part of the Triangle, while another covers the west. Round one ends Monday. And finally, if you're searching for a bargain, one of the nation's biggest yard sales is back this year. The 301 Endless Yard Sale features hundreds of vendors selling antiques, collectibles, and pretty much anything else you could hope for along 100 miles of a North Carolina highway. The sale runs Friday and Saturday in five counties, including Johnston and Harnett. Put on comfortable shoes, and happy shopping. We'll be observing the Juneteenth holiday and we'll be back on Tuesday. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.